Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And on this week's show, well, later in the show, we're going to be having a big fixture preview with non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines, Mr. Thomas Feeney. We're also going to be hearing from Ashton United manager Steve Cunningham, and we're going to have a results roundup with James Hayes, of course. But before all of that, we're going to start the show off this week looking at the West and East divisions. That's because last week we had the Step 4 show and we caught up with a few sides looking to get themselves into the playoff positions. But on this week's show, we're going to be hearing from two teams who've got themselves quite a handy lead as we head towards the back end of March. Shortly, we'll be hearing from the current league leaders in the East Division. Michael Dunwell, the manager of Stockton Town, will be joining us shortly. But before that, it's to the West Division that we start this week's show and to Leake Town. Leake Town currently with a 15-point lead up at the top of the table. A great win last weekend over 1874 Northwich. This weekend, Leake Town take on the team currently sitting second. That's Prescott Cables. And ahead of this big game up at the top of the West Division, on Thursday, I caught up with the Leake Town manager. It's a big welcome back to the show to Josh Brayo. Well, Josh, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, congratulations for that 3-0 win. Another 3-0 win in the league, this time against 1874 Northwich. You've got a 15-point lead up at the top of the table. Obvious question, how's it going at Leake Town at the moment as we head towards the closing stages of the season?
Yeah, we're really pleased with where we're currently sitting with 8 games to go. I think if we'd been offered this position a few months back, we wouldn't have believed that we'd be where we are. That's testament to the focus and the work of the players. They've been absolutely magnificent on this incredible run that we've been on. And, you know, I think the most important thing right now is that we don't get carried away. We don't look any further than the next game. And, of course, we've got a huge one coming up on Saturday against Prescott, who we played not too long ago. And it'll be the third time in the space of a month that we'll be playing in a first v second game. So, clearly, the focus is very much on Saturday.
And just, you know, mentioning focus, and you can't understate just what an incredible run Leake have been on. I mean, you've been top of the table now since, I think, game 16 of the season. I mean, it's just been an incredible run. I mean, what do you think it's all down to, other than, you know, coaching and the players? It feels like it's all come together this season.
Yeah, it has so far. And, of course, we have still got a job to do with 8 games to go, and we won't lose sight of that. But, well, first and foremost, good players are a starting point, and we've got a real good blend in the squad of youth and experience. There's a core group of players who've been at the club for a number of years now, stretching over 5 or 6 years for some of the longest servants. We've added to that as well with the signing of Dino Visser, who's an experienced goalkeeper. So there's a real core group of 5 or 6 players who are in the 30s, who've been around the club, who knows what the club's about, and that really, really helps. And then we've got a really exciting young crop of players who are young to mid-20s, who are really hungry, still want to progress and achieve things in the game. And that, I think that's been a real good blend. You know, we've got a real strong group, and obviously competition for places is therefore really, really strong, and it keeps it competitive. But, you know, we've been really focused ever since the start of this run, which is sort of mid-November time. And, yeah, there's just a real nice blend within the group of different personalities, some real leaders in there. But they have gelled incredibly, incredibly well together.
And you mentioned the upcoming Prescott Cables match. I mean, they are the team in second. They do have a game in hand, so they could close that gap. But you have got this 15-point lead. You've already played a team in third in Runcorn Linnets and beat them 3-0 at the start of the month. I mean, it seems like there's no putting your feet up or anything like that in these closing matches.
No, well, the Runcorn game was an interesting one because they were second at the time themselves. So we played Prescott, obviously, about a month ago, who was second. Then we played Runcorn, who at the time was second as well. And that's been a game that traditionally has been a fixture that Leake haven't done particularly well in, with obviously the two playoff defeats in recent seasons. And then early on in the season, of course, we played them and they beat us 5-0. So that was a big statement for us to be able to put on a really strong performance against Linnets. And, you know, we'll be looking to try and follow that same blueprint again on Saturday. We know that Prescott got, you know, lots of attacking talent. They are a dynamic team with creativity in the advanced areas, and they get the ball into those areas pretty quickly, and they're quite relentless with it. So we did a good job of nullifying their threats in the game in the reverse fixture, but it'd be slightly different, of course, different circumstances, different surface, and obviously the gap is that much bigger now. So you know, in terms of the sort of mindset that might give them a little bit more of a carefree attitude towards the game. But equally for us, the cushion allows us to go in with a sort of risk-free attitude in some ways as well. And whilst we don't need to win the game, we want to win the game. Of course we do. But we're in a position whereby we know that the foundations that we've built this run on have been from having a really good, solid base. We've been defensively superb, which is a compliment to the whole team because 1 to 11, you know, they defend from the front. We know that we'll have to defend really well on Saturday to hopefully maintain the unbeaten run. But, of course, you know, we are well aware that the run will end at some point, and that might be Saturday. But if that does happen, you know, it's about staying calm and not getting too high when we do have these amazing victories, but equally not getting too low if we end up suffering a setback.
Yeah, and like we've said, 8 games left, and I'm pretty sure you're not too far away from confirming a playoff spot, at least this season, which, you know, we can't take for granted, can we? I mean, you are where you are in the league table, flying high up at the top. But, you know, at the start of the season, I think you would have took the playoff spot. And here you are, you know, almost guaranteeing it with plenty of games left of the season. You've had the FA Cup run, of course, as well, to the fourth qualifying round. You're through to the semi-finals as well of the Staffordshire Cup. It's been such a memorable season, and you're almost there, but you've just got to keep your concentration now for these final few games.
Yeah, that's it. You know, we don't want to be looking back in a month or two's time and go, we got to a point where we were, exactly as you've just said, top of the league with a nice buffer, a semi-final of a cup, and not then see that through and hopefully achieve what we set out at the start of the season. You mentioned, obviously, the playoffs. I'll be dead honest. I think if you'd ask the supporters about that, they wouldn't be very happy with that because they've obviously suffered defeat the last two seasons in the playoffs. So one of those, I think, at the start of the season where it's we've got to go up automatically this time. So, yeah, I think, you know, again, it's a testament to the work that's gone in from the players to have put ourselves in a position where we have almost confirmed that. But, of course, you know, at this stage, you know, we've got to be making sure we stay focused on each game to try and ensure that we don't have to go through a playoff campaign.
And how much does that G everyone on as well? Because is this league's year kind of thing? And it's looking like it could be, but like we say, we've got these 8 games left to play. How much are you looking forward to this remaining 6 weeks of the season, you know, with the Staffordshire Cup, but also this possibility of finally getting Leek Town up back to step three? How much are you looking forward to this challenge, Josh?
Yeah, massively so. And you said about, does it spur the lads on? I think it does. And obviously, I've referred to the fact we've got a group of players who've been at the club for a significant period of time. So, of course, they've been through the pain of the playoffs the last couple of years, the season where COVID obviously interrupted right towards the back end around this sort of time, of course, in 2020. And, you know, the club at the time was top of the league. So it's endured some real pain in recent seasons. And I think that does help keep the players focused because the ones that have been through it can continue to relate back to that and help the lads who are obviously newer to it, and myself as well to a degree, having obviously not been here for that length of time, keep everybody focused on making sure that we do just take one game at a time, try and obviously, you know, get 3 points each weekend, be as hard as we possibly can to play again. And yeah, that's all you can ever do. But no, of course, we're really looking forward to it. It's the business end of the season. This is the time of the season where you want to still have things to play for. And we've earned that right to be in a position where we have got something to play for. And I think anyone, ask anybody in any club, these are the situations you want to find yourself in, of course, where you've got something to fight for. No one wants to be sort of going into that last period where there's not a lot on it. You know, the season can peter out and become very much, you know, something of nothing. So, you know, we're really excited. Of course we are. But we ain't getting too carried away, as I referred to. We can't afford to.
Yeah, it's a very big game this weekend, obviously, at Harrison Park. You're expecting a big crowd there as well. I mean, this is a proper advert for the league, isn't it? I mean, just a final thought on this massive game this weekend up at the top of the division.
Yeah, well, we were supported in our last home game against Runcorn incredibly well. We nearly hit 1,000 through the gate that day. So, yeah, I'm absolutely sure that the league supporters will come out in their numbers. They've been amazing. And, of course, the players have done incredibly well to give them lots to shout about. But, you know, they've been really, really supportive in the time that I've been in charge, so I can't thank them enough for that. And yeah, hopefully we can make it a memorable game for all the right reasons for them again on Saturday.
Well, Josh Braille, manager of Leek Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. All the best in the upcoming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thanks very much, Ben.
League Town manager Josh Braill there, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go to the East Division now and to Stockton Town. They've got themselves an 11-point lead up at the top of the East Division. That being said, Dunstan in second. They currently have 3 games in hand. Hebburn Town in third, who are 12 points behind the league leaders. They have 2 games in hand. So still a decent lead up at the top for Stockton Town. A 2-1 win for the league leaders on Saturday away at Carlton Town. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Stockton. It's a big welcome back to the show to Michael Dunwell. Well, Michael, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, big congratulations for that victory over Carlton Town on Saturday. You've got this 11-point lead up at the top. Obviously, Dunstan and Hebburn have got games in hand, but it's nervy, but you're in a good spot. I mean, what's it like at the moment being the manager of Stockton Town?
Yeah, I think every game, you've just got to take each game as it comes and try to win every game. Obviously, we don't know what's going to happen with the teams. We've got games in hand, so we can just really concentrate on ourselves, and we seem to be doing a good job of that at the minute, so we've just got to keep going, as I say.
And how important was that win over Carlton Town, bearing in mind that you were on a good run of form, but then you hit Newton Aycliffe, who equally were in a good run of form. So it was important to get back on the horse, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, the players have been really good at that this year. When we've had a setback, they've reacted really positively and put in a really good performance against Carlton. The scoreline probably didn't reflect how well we played or the chances we created, but it was just good to get the 3 points. It's a tough place to go. No, it's a long journey. It was even longer with the traffic that we were stuck in. So we only really got about a 20-minute warm-up. So but we started the game really well and controlled large parts of the game and got a really good 3 points.
Now, just looking ahead to the upcoming fixtures, we are closing in now towards the end of the season. I mean, you've got 8 games left. You've got Grantham this weekend. I mean, how do you take to this running now? Is it all about, you know, concentrating on yourselves and not even thinking about Dunstan's games in hand or Hebburn Town's games in hand at the moment?
Yeah, I think we have got to focus on ourselves. I think it's easy to get wrapped up in everyone else, trying to think what everyone else is going to do. And you've got people saying, well, what about when they play this team or that team? And we've just got to, we know what we've got to do. The ball's in our court. We've got the points on the board. And we've just got to be positive and focus on the job in hand. And we've done that for the majority of the season. Yeah, we've had a couple of setbacks here and there, but we've gone on really good runs. We've got to put another one together between now and the end of the season. And if we do that, we should get our rewards. But I know there's only 8 games to go, but it still seems such a long way away.
Yeah, and that's the trick, isn't it, really? It's to focus on Grantham and not even look at the league table, not even, obviously you're going to be aware of where you are in the league table, but it is all just about concentrating on Grantham, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is, and we've done that this week in training. The players have been excellent again. Worked on things last night, how we think we can beat Grantham. We know it's going to be tough. They've had some really positive results against Dunstan in the last couple of weeks where they've had 2 draws, so they're fighting to stay in the league. And at this stage of the season, every team's got something to play for. Whether that be to stay in the league, get in the playoffs or win the league. So every game's just as difficult as the next one. It doesn't matter where they are on the table. So we've got to approach the game in the right manner, which we will do. And we're at home, we've got a good record, and hopefully we can get 3 points, which just keeps us ticking over.
And obviously, just to focus on the teams that you've got, we've mentioned Grantham, you've got Cleethorpes away next Saturday, Carlton Concert, Sheffield, Winton Rangers, Brighouse Town, and finishing things off with a nice easy game away in Derbyshire against Belper Town. I mean, it's an up and down run, isn't it, there? Like you say, you've got teams who are fighting, trying to survive in the league. You've got teams trying to chase a playoff spot. I'm imagining as a manager, it's a bit of a minefield, really, isn't it, to focus in on each game as it comes?
Yeah, we've got a good group. We've got good coaching staff, and we have a good scout who goes to watch our opponents before we play them, who provides through the report. So we try to do everything right and as professional as possible. So hopefully we can get it right between now and the end of the season. Yeah, we've got a lot of difficult games. There's no easy games in there when you're reading them out. But our main focus is just on Grantham this Saturday.
And the other thing we have to mention as well, I mean, when we're talking about Stockton Town, you're obviously leading the league at the moment, but you've also got the best defence in the league. You've got the best forward line in the league. How crucial is that going to be, really? I mean, is it all about the goal scoring, or is it all about the defence?
I think it's both, you know. They've both been excellent. The full squad's played a part in the season so far, and they will do in the remaining games. We've not given many chances away, barring the Aycliffe game, where we just probably look at that as a bad night, but also a good performance from Newton Aycliffe. That's taking no respect away from them, because they were really good on the night. And attacking wise, we're creating a lot of chances. I still think we can score more goals. Over the last few weeks, we have missed some glaring opportunities. And if we can improve on that, then the games will become a lot easier. But it's a squad game, and everybody's played the part, and hopefully they can play the part in something that's going to be really successful.
Yeah, and we've spoke about this numerous times, haven't we, Michael, about last season, finishing second, Worksop Town, just in another league all of their own, essentially. You've taken up the mantle this year. You're in first. How much does that spur everyone on, really, not to have to go through any playoffs or that side of things? 8 cup finals to go. How important is it to keep your eyes on the prize, as it were, and get the thing over the line?
Yeah, I think that's always in the back of players' minds and ours minds about the disappointment of the last 2 years, especially last year, how close we were. And we don't want to go through that again. So I think that's why we're more focused on winning the league. And you see, we've got 8 games, and you see we're in touching distance, but it's a lot of football to be played. It's a lot of things can happen. Mistakes can be made. And we, like I say, we've just got to have our concentration levels got to be really high with these remaining 8 games. And I'm sure there will be. You can see in the players, the mentality, got a lot of experienced players in there, players who have won these leagues and higher, who have been really good in the dressing room this season. And we're going to need them in the next 8 games. And hopefully we can get over the line this time.
And last question, Michael. You mentioned the players there, the experienced players in the dressing room. You're going to need that fan base as well. And, you know, the Ashington game in February, over 600 there. You're going to need a big crowd for the Grantham match, for the Carlton game, for the Sheffield game, for the Brighouse Town game. You're going to need a good away following as well. But all in all, how much are you looking forward to these final 8 games, and what's possible at Stockton Town as we head towards the closing stages of the season now?
Yeah, it could be huge for the club. It'd be the biggest achievement the club's ever done if we were to do it. But we've got to focus, you know, keep our feet on the ground, not get too far ahead of ourselves, and not look at others' results and not focus on other people. We've just got to really focus on what's in that dressing room. The fans will be massive. I think our home games are huge. Our remaining 4 games, if we can win them, that'll be massive for us. So it's all to play for. We're in a good position, but we've just got to keep our feet on the ground, and just hopefully we can get it done.
Well, Michael Dunwell, manager of Stockton Town, a big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck in the upcoming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thanks, Ben. Cheers.
Stockton Town manager Michael Dunwell there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show, and before him, the manager of Leek Town, Josh Breo, and joining me with his abacus now to discuss not just the Pitching In NPL Premier Division and the results from last weekend, but also the permutations with regards to the West Division. It's a big welcome back to the show to Matchday Coordinator. It's Mr. James Hayes from the Northern Premier League. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all good. So we started the show there with 2 interviews from Step 4. The reason why we've not invited Harbour Town on is because it's still very, very close with the likes of Spalding United and Anstey Nomads aren't too far away. But in the East Division, as discussed there, I mean, Dunstan and Hebburn do have games in hand, but you'd rather have the points on the board. Don't think anyone's ever said that. And Stockton Town with that 11-point lead. But James, the interesting thing to discuss with regards to Step 4 is the West Division, because Leek Town,
the caps locks, are finally back out for the season, and obviously Leek are going to be the first ones affected this weekend. If they win, they secure the top 5, on the fact that on the last day of the season, City and Liverpool will face Witton Albion, and obviously they're the only 2 teams that could catch them in that 5th and 6th spot at this moment in time. So it's rolling along
Yes, well, a big good luck to everyone in the promotion push with regards to step four. And you mentioned there securing a top five place for this season, and that takes us to the Premier Division matches and the results from last weekend. And we should start with the league leaders, Radcliffe. A 1-0 defeat away at Guiseley. What a result this was for Guiseley. Seeing the West Yorkshire side back into the playoff positions, joint points with Marine in fourth. Guys, they do have games in hand as well, incidentally, over Marine, as well as Warrington Rylands, who are 4 points ahead of them in the league table. Big result for Guiseley. Radcliffe there, a defeat, but they're not a million miles off from that guaranteed top five finish, as we discussed last week on the monthly show.
The thoughts of Radcliffe having it sealed by Easter all but gone now in this situation, save some freak results in the next couple of weeks. But guys, the well-deserved winner that afternoon, 90th minute winner. Very, very nerve game between the two sides. Guys, they've come into the point of the season. I think we pointed it out last week on the monthly show. Their running is so difficult. Any points like that is a massive boost. And the likes of Marine, Rylands, Worksop, who they've still got to play. This could be a crucial deciding factor, not just for obviously Radcliffe winning the league, because obviously they've got them sort of teams still to play, but for Guiseley just to try and seal a top, not just a top five position, but a home advantage potentially for the playoffs too, if they can pick up the results like they have been doing.
Yeah, and Guiseley, I mean, mentioned the big games coming up. We will have a fixture preview with Thomas Feeney shortly, but Guiseley against Marine this weekend is a huge game. And they've got Whitby away, obviously, Guiseley, on Tuesday night as well. So plenty of big games coming up, but Guiseley in fifth position now on 55 points. That's 2 points ahead of Macclesfield, of course, who weren't in league action on Saturday afternoon. Macclesfield now dropping out of the playoffs, but they do have two games in hand over Guiseley, three games in hand over Marine. But what we have to say about Macclesfield is a massive congratulations through to the semi-finals of the FA Trophy. What a result, a 3-0 win over Colville Town.
I said it was going to be a difficult tie. I saw a 3-0 win, obviously an own goal, swapping everything up, but dominant on the day. And again, Macclesfield, one win from Wembley now, because obviously it's a one-legged affair up in the North East on the 6th of April, which incidentally would have been the game called off for the Marsh United situation. So Macclesfield have got the capability of concentrating on the league. Big congratulations there. Potentially back to Wembley for the first time since the reform.
Yeah, a big congratulations to Michael Clegg and everyone at the club. A fantastic achievement. And obviously, we covered it off last week with Cleggy, but Worksop away this weekend for Macclesfield. Big, big game now, that's for sure. Some big games this weekend. And like I said, a fixture preview with Thomas Feeney coming your way shortly. Let's go back to the league table, though, and a bit higher up the league table. It's neck and neck between Hyde United and Warrington Rylands. Both teams picking up a win on Saturday. Firstly, Hyde United, they're the team in second at the moment, purely on goal difference. A 1-0 win away at Workington. Lewis Alessandri there scoring in added time in the first half, the all-important goal there at Borough Park. And that's a tough place to go to. It's a fantastic result, that, for Hyde United.
Yeah, good result there for Hyde United, picking up from the defeat on the road last time. And again, we were saying last week about Workington, could they be very, very late pushes for the playoffs? But again, it's, like we said, Hyde United to a one-goal win. Great effort on the afternoon, really.
Yeah, great effort, that's for sure. And great effort by Warrington Rylands too, currently sitting in third, as I just mentioned. But they were 1-0 down at the Horsfall Stadium and won the game by 2-1. Bailey and Tory scoring those second-half goals there to take the win over Bradford Park Avenue. That's a tough game as well, proved to be the case. Bradford Park Avenue will be a bit disappointed, but they were taking on a team there who've got their eyes on a playoff spot, and it's back-to-back wins now for Warrington Rylands in the league.
Yeah, when you look at the form table prior to this game as well, again, Bradford Park Avenue were on turn themselves. But Ryland, again, this season, they've just been a lot more dominant on the road compared to the home fixtures this year. So two wins on the bounce now. As with Bradford Park, I mean, obviously, if it weren't for that turnaround there, they were out of the relegation zone.
Yes, Basford obviously didn't play at the weekend, neither did Stafford Rangers. We'll cover off the relegation places in a bit more detail shortly. But sticking with the playoff spots, Marine are in fourth, as we mentioned earlier, same number of points as Guiseley, but Marine have played a game more. What about Lancaster City? They remain outside the playoffs, but it's now 5 points, the gap between Lancaster and that team in fifth place this week being Guiseley. Lancaster City defeated on Saturday by Matlock Town. Matlock Town, we mentioned it last week, they're in a kind of similar position to FC United. Just need a couple of wins just to ease any concerns about being caught by the likes of Bradford Park Avenue and Basford and such. But Matlock there now up to 38 points. So that's almost job done, isn't it? And can start to think about next season now.
Yeah, it's the same as we've been saying last week about Ilkeston and Workington. Yeah, just we've got a rearrangement against Ashton United coming up. But for Lancaster, will be looking for that fixture to go in their favour as well. Because obviously, in terms of a playoff push for the visiting side that afternoon, that's an opportunity missed there just to grab ground on Guiseley and Macclesfield. And it's two straight defeats on the road now.
Yeah, well, Lancaster, 5 points outside the playoffs with seven games remaining. And speaking of Ashton United looks like they've found a bit of form. They're 6 points outside the playoff positions with 10 games left to play. The latest result, a fantastic 2-0 win over Worksop Town. And that sees Ashton United now tied with Worksop Town. Ashton with a game in hand as well. Big result that on Saturday afternoon, James, for Steve Cunningham's side.
Yeah, exactly reverse of what I said. Lancaster, Ashton United, two big wins against a playoff contenders at this moment in time. Obviously, next Tuesday night, they'll have Macclesfield to contend with as well in their rearranged fixture from earlier in the campaign. But they've got, it sounds a bit harsh when I say sneak into the top five, but I think when you look at the fixtures that are left, they've got the opportunity to do that, maybe even push.
I think sneak might not be the right word, but I think the listener will understand what you mean, because they have been, when we've discussed this since Christmas, they have been like 8th, 9th, 10th on the fringes of things. We've never ruled them out of having a push for the playoffs, but at this stage now, it would be sneaking in, wouldn't it?
Yeah, purely on the facts, like say majority of the top from 2nd down to 7th have got to still play each other at this moment too. So again, it's just making advantage of when them sides drop points between each other. Ashton, obviously, they've still got Macclesfield, they've got Marine on the last day of the season, and they've got Whitby Town coming. So again, three more clashes against playoff contenders there.
Yeah, they've got Radcliffe. They've got Radcliffe next week.
Radcliffe as well. Ashton have got the opportunity to push for the playoffs because of the fact they've still got to play four rivals around them.
Big result for Ashton United on Saturday with that win over Worksop Town. Let's hear now from the manager at Hurst Cross, and it's a big welcome back to the show to Steve Cunningham. Well, Steve, a big thank you for joining us, and first is first, big congratulations for that fantastic result against Worksop Town. It's back-to-back wins now, and two very good wins over two fellow playoff candidates. So how's it going at Hurst Cross?
Yeah, it's good. We needed that week, to be honest, Ben, purely from a point of view that we're talking about wanting to be in that playoff race come the end of the season, with the running results that we've had. You know, I think we don't get much credit for it with the group of players that I've got and the run they've been on. They've only lost three in, I think it's 21 games now. But that consistency of getting 3 points rather than too many draws in games that we've really thrown away. I don't mean that disrespectfully to the teams that we've drawn with. But the Hyde one aside where we scored late on, we've been end of literally giving daft goals away right near the end of a game. And you think we've controlled the game. And then it become a bit of a monkey on the back where we just couldn't shake it off and then put a little winning run together maybe. But it shows how difficult this league is. And then last week was huge for us in terms of the Lancaster game and the Worksop game. So it gave us a bit of a renewed vigour, a bit of confidence. We're bouncing around in training. We certainly don't think we've got a God-given right to be getting playoffs, by the way. But I think that's just reignited that little bit of belief. Back-to-back wins, two clean sheets against two teams that were sitting sixth and seventh at the time of play. So, yeah, it's been a big week for us, mate, and hopefully just kickstarts a mini-season that we'd actually decided that's what it's going to take to get in them playoffs.
Yeah, and that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, we are running out of road a little bit because only for yourselves just 10 games left. But like you say, I mean, was it make or break this week, do you feel, against these two teams for Ashton United getting into the playoffs? Or do you feel like there's a few more twists and turns just yet?
I always think there's twists and turns, mate, and I've learned that through the years. I mean, you know, I'm not new to this. I've had 7 years of being a manager, and I've always been in a playoff race. I've either won the league or been in a playoff. I've not had a completed season where I've not been in them. So, you know, I look at it and go, you try and draw on your experience. You don't panic when others around you are panicking. You draw and you think, you don't worry about it. Points make prizes. And with the competitiveness of this league this year, everybody's beating each other and they've all got to play each other. So as long as you can, we certainly needed the two wins just to put ourselves in touching distance of it. But if we win our games in hand, we go level with Marine. Mm. They're in the playoffs. So it's in our control and we've got to play Marine. So I'd look at that and go, no one's mentioned us for the playoff race. It's all down to, opinions and things like that. But we firmly believe if we can put a little winning run together now, we've got some tough games, by the way, coming up with Gainsborough, Radcliffe, Macclesfield, Whitby, FC United. It's a big 4 or 5 games for us. But if we can do what we've done in the last two games and what we've done over the majority of the season, there's a good chance that we might just be that late little team like Scarborough did a couple of seasons ago, that out of nowhere, someone's gone into that playoff with a bit of form.
And just going back to that experience that you've got, Steve, over the years, I mean, is it better to do the chasing or be chased? Because like you say, I mean, you're 6 points behind Marine with two games in hand on them. And, you know, you're 6 points behind Geisler. You've got a game in hand over Geisler. So you are involved. Is it better to be chasing at this stage with 10 games left?
I always think you should be the chaser, not the chased. Only because I've been the chased and it didn't feel very good. When I was at Buxton and we had a really good start when we first went in. And then I think we had the wobble where we lost 6 in a row with 15 games to go. And you're sitting 15 points behind at the time, South Shields and Matlock. And you're thinking, oh, what have we done here? But when others start panicking, you've just got to know that as long as you're playing well and you've got a group of players and staff that you trust and you can see that the right things are happening, you've just got to back yourself. And that's always the case. If we weren't playing well and you're scraping results, then you go, maybe this year just isn't our year. But we're chasing teams knowing that actually we're in good form, got a great group of players, great management staff, backed by a good club. The supporters are realistic. So when you do drop points, it's not a major issue. You're not feeling the stress. Whereas I remember at Buxton, we drew away, I think it was at Micklehove, with 3 games to go. And it erupted in the dressing room like you wouldn't believe. And you're thinking, look, I understand it, but it's a point we've not lost. Well, then we went and beat Matlock and you end up winning the league out of it. So sometimes it's just being calm and knowing that as long as you're playing well, you can go and put back-to-back wins. Now, we've left ourselves a little bit more hard work to do compared to the other playoff chases that I've been involved in. But you've only got to look at this weekend and go, we've got a tough game with Gainsborough, we're top of the form guide over the last 5-6 games, and you know what a fantastic job Rush is doing there. But if we can get 3 points there, it's all ifs and buts. This is how I look at it. You're looking at 4 teams that are playing each other over the weekend: Geisley and Marine, Worksop, Macclesfield. Potentially 4 teams are dropping points, or 2 are definitely dropping points. And we then get that a little bit closer. And then you start getting a little bit more excited, thinking, oh, we're going to finish second, let alone fifth. So, yeah, it's about not getting too carried away. But I think in football, you've got to enjoy it and you've got to believe in it as well. And while others might not, I have to make sure that my team believe what I'm saying because I believe it myself and not just as lip service. But at the minute, the last 2 performances have shown that we're more than good enough to compete with the teams at the top end of the table.
And we've seen that as well. I mean, going back to the number of draws you've had, that comment you made earlier just about, you know, it's still a point and that side of things. I mean, you've drawn against Hyde, Rylands, Geisler, and you've picked up these 2 wins against Lancaster and Worksop. So, I mean, that does bode very well for these big 6-pointers coming up, that level of performance and that ability to even get points when you're not necessarily playing well or that side of things.
Yeah, definitely. And I think when you look at the league, you know, it is very competitive and anyone can beat anyone on the day. I mean, I feel sorry for Dave Chadwick, me at Averton Collieries. I've played him 3 times because we've had him in the cup. In the FA Cup early doors, and every game's been really competitive. I've watched him 3 or 4 times because the teams that we've been playing, they've ended up playing Averton Collieries, and you look at them sometimes and think, how are they sitting at the bottom of the table? You know, they're a really competitive team. I was there at Bamber Bridge on Tuesday night. They've took the lead. They had loads of chances themselves. And just on any given day, anybody can beat anybody. And I think as long as you're just consistent, you're hoping that that continues, because results will fall in your favour, but you can't then be looking back and going, oh, what ifs and buts after 40 games this season, because at the moment it is in our control, because we've got Whitby to play, we've got Macclesfield to play, we've got Marine to play. They're all teams in and around us. So if we want to be in them playoffs, or certainly fight for it with 2-3 games to go, which the club haven't done for a few years now, we set out to say we want to be in a playoff race. And these next 2-3 games will certainly dictate if we're going to be in amongst that.
And looking forward to Gainsborough this weekend. You've already mentioned the form that they're in and the great job Russ Wilcox has done at the club. This is going to be a tough game because they're an outside chance, but they've still got a chance as well of making the playoffs, especially with the way they're playing. So this is a big game this weekend.
Yeah, and it's huge. And I said to the players even last week, you know, these are the games that you actually want to be involved in. You want to say that, look, I'm repeating myself over and over, but this is the biggest game of the season. It's the old analogy of it's like 11, 10, 9, 8 cup finals. And it has that feel about it, whereas on Saturday, if we can go and get a win, I think even though they are where they are in the league at the moment, another win catapults them within 3, 4, 5 points of us. Well, if we're talking playoff challenge, they certainly have a right to as well. And I just feel if we can get that result against a team, a third game in a row, that they're sitting top of the form guide, I think it gives us a bit of credibility then as well, because Lancaster were up there in the form guide, Worksop are certainly one of the strongest teams in the league. And then Gainsborough, if you beat them in this current form, you've done well. So, yeah, it's a huge game. We owe them one because we weren't great at their place. And to be fair, we probably nicked a draw at their place in a game that they deserved to win. It was a real off game for us, that one. But no, they've got great qualities. Declan Howe's on form for them. So it's going to be tough.
And just you've already mentioned it, but just a final question. How much are you looking forward to this final 10 games? It's proper, this, isn't it? How much are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I think for me, mate, I'm probably like the same as a lot of managers at the moment. When you're in this division, it's very hard to get out of it. So what you try and do is make sure you give your club something to challenge. With 10 games to go, you want to be challenging for things. You certainly don't want end-of-season type games that are just pointless. And at the moment, I just feel that we're in such a good place as a football club. You've got to look at all the stuff that's going on and off the ground as well with the charity. And also, you know, you've probably seen it with the charity walkers that the supporters did. There's a real buzz about the place. And I just feel like the players have got a purpose. And you want to play for something. And you're always dictated on your season on what you're playing for. And also what you're going to build on for next year. So regardless of what happens, mate, you know, may the best teams get through to them outright. And good luck to the teams who go on to win them. But we certainly are going to enjoy being in that race, or maybe causing a couple of upsets on the way for others that might not get there.
Well, Steve Cunningham, manager of Aston United, a big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to join us on this week's show. Best of luck for these coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Speak soon.
Steve Cunningham there, manager of Aston United, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And of course, we will be discussing that upcoming game for Aston United against Gainsborough Trinity shortly, as we'll be having a big fixture preview with non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines, Mr. Thomas Feeney. That fixture preview happening in a few moments or so. What about the team in 10th? That's Whitby Town. And all of a sudden, Gainsborough Trinity have got themselves into 11th. 2 points behind Whitby Town. Whitby Town obviously have 10 games left. Gainsborough have 9. But Gainsborough, 1-0 win away from home at the Turnbull Ground. And for Gainsborough, they're now the most informed team in the league. 5 straight wins in the league. And James, last week, I think we championed Gainsborough Trinity and their outside chances of making the playoffs. Well, a result like that doesn't do them any harm, does it? And doesn't do that viewpoint any harm either.
No, I said, and you look at the next couple of fixtures as well. Obviously, they've got Ashton to come up against, so that potentially could be another team with gain ground on the playoff situations. But on this form, would anyone rule out Gainsborough Trinity for potentially 4th or 5th place?
Just to let everyone know, it's 11 points with 9 games left. And obviously, between Gainsborough Trinity and the playoffs is Whitby, Ashton, Worksop, Lancaster, Macclesfield, Guiseley, Marine. I'm going to suggest that Rylands and Hyde, they're 15 points up the league table. That might be a push, but there's a lot of teams there in the way of that playoff line. But if they keep winning, they're certainly going to be putting the pressure on.
Yeah, and again, you just look at games with remaining fixtures. Obviously, we've got to play Ratcliffe on the last day of the season. But they've got Hyde coming up. They've got Ashley United, as I mentioned before. Still got Lancaster City to rearrange as well. So, again, it's not completely out of the realms there. But, again, they might need a little bit of help above them. But from where they were a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about potentially dropping into that relegation fight, it's a massive turnaround. And now we're talking about potential playoffs. The last couple of weeks.
Well, Gainsborough Trinity there up to 11th now in the league table. There's only a couple more results to discuss from this past week. It's back-to-back wins in the league for Morpeth Town, a 2-1 win over Atherton Coles. That sees Morpeth now breaking through the 40-point barrier, as John McGrath would say, Project 40, into the 40s now with that win over Atherton Coles on Saturday. And joining Morpeth now, also on 41 points, is Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge also beating Atherton Coles this week, a Tuesday night win at Irongate by 3-1. Just to cover off Atherton Coles, Atherton Coles there with back-to-back defeats in the league. It's four straight defeats in the league. They had to play Hyde and Geisley, but those two teams there, Morpeth and Bamber Bridge, they would have liked to have got some points out of those games, I'm imagining.
I mean, with Atherton Coles, it's the same story as I said last week. In both of them games, they've lost it from winning positions. I mean, obviously, the Bamber Bridge game was a very early goal. But just explains their campaign. Obviously, out of the last five games, they were leading in four of them too. This one with FC United is going to be a crucial, crucial game for Atherton Coles, I feel. Just to stay in touch with Bates, Bradford and Stafford at this moment in time. Obviously, some of the other sides around have got big fixtures this weekend at the same point, but they've got to keep in winning positions a bit more now.
Yes, well, we'll be discussing these matches this weekend shortly, as we'll be joined by Thomas Feeney. But obviously, we have to say this because we are in the midst of winter. Are we nearly in spring now? Spring nearly upon us. We're not too.
We're coming up towards bank holiday season.
Right. Okay. So we expect the weather to improve. At the moment, it's chucking it down where I am. We're pre-recording this bit of the show on Wednesday. So social media channels, please, James. Please do check these social media channels, dear listener, before setting off to your game on Saturday. But fingers crossed all these matches that we're about to be discussing will be on this weekend. How could people keep across it all, James?
Yeah, so on X, formerly known as Twitter, it's Northern Premier League. And then on Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Threads, Instagram, it's Official Northern Premier. And keep your eyes out for during next week as well, because obviously we'll be helping promote Non-League Day for clubs on the 23rd of March.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll be promoting Non-League Day ourselves on next week's show, obviously. But James Hayes, for this week's show, a big thank you for joining us. Have a lovely weekend and we'll catch up again next week.
Yeah, same to you. Thank you.
And a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. But it's now time to look into the future. And now we're talking about the matches on Saturday, the 16th of March. And to help us preview this weekend's big matches in the Pitching in Northern Premier League Premier Division, it's a big welcome back to the show to non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines, who's got a bit of a spring in his step. It's Mr. Thomas Feeney. Welcome back, Thomas. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all, mate. How are you?
I'm all good. Yes, we'll get to Geisler in a second. But what a result on Saturday. And I feel like we should start, actually, with this game. Geisler travelling to Marine. It's a massive game, this. I mean, what's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I mean, the importance of it has kind of just been amplified in the last couple of results, hasn't it? And when you look at how congested that table is, 55 points each. I know Marine have played a game more, but my immediate thing is I would say this is game of the weekend. Just for this is two teams who are right up there, both with that real thing of, yeah, can get into the playoffs come the end of the season, but it's so important to keep momentum going. And let's say one of these two teams did have quite a disappointing result on Saturday, a heavy defeat. It could have big ramifications going forward. So it's a huge game for both sides.
Absolutely. And when we talk about that congested nature of the league table, if you look at the points tally, it's not really. I mean, 55 points, 6 points ahead of Ashton United, for example, and Worksop Town. But there's just this feeling, isn't there, that that's probably not going to be enough given the form of the likes of Aston United. I mean, you can even throw Gainsborough in the mix. There's 27 points still on the table for Gainsborough Trinity to get at. Every match now in this closing 6 weeks is going to be vital, isn't it? And this is a proper playoff six-pointer between Marine and Geisler.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and you look at, you know, you've said there, Gainsborough. There is always a team that just appears from nowhere. You just constantly look at the results and go, okay, they've gained another win. All right, another one. And Gainsborough beginning to feel like that team for me, where every week you're looking going, oh, they've scored another late winner, they've gained another 3 points. And yeah, there is always one team that kind of goes into the playoffs with real momentum, and be interesting to see which team that is.
And that takes us to Gainsborough's next match against Aston United. We obviously heard from Steve Cunningham earlier. And Aston feel like that team that could sneak into the playoffs. It seems odd that we're saying sneak in, given the fact Aston have only lost 7 games this season. They've been there or thereabouts. On the periphery of things, actually, but never too far away from that playoff line. But it does feel in the past week, they've got their act together and now we're getting 3 points rather than draws. And they look like a team that's on a bit of a mission towards that playoff line.
Definitely. And I think that's where we are in terms of this league standing, is all of a sudden as well, you're looking at games in hand and thinking, right, you know, Aston have got a game in hand, 2 games in hand, in fact, on 1 or 2 teams. While for Gainsborough, for them to make the playoffs, it's probably going to have to be an almost perfect run. But it has happened before, you know, and this weekend would be a real marker for them. What it would also do for Aston United, if they could get the win, almost eliminate a team from that discussion, because I feel if they can get the 3 points, they've then got quite a gap over Gainsborough. So again, you know, I feel like we are at that stage of the season where, and it shows you how great this league is and how competitive it is.
Yeah, and just to reaffirm that, Aston United against Gainsborough Trinity this weekend. We've already mentioned Marine against Geisler. Let's throw in Worksop against Macclesfield. If you're Steve Cunningham or Russ Wilcox, you're thinking to yourself, there's 4 teams above us here who at least 2 of them will be dropping points this weekend, maybe even 4, which actually is probably more likely. However, Worksop against Macclesfield, Macclesfield coming off that brilliant result in the FA Trophy, Worksop coming off a bit of a bump in the road, it has to be said, in recent weeks. This is a big game as well.
Yeah, massive game. And I think when a team goes on a run of form and kind of goes on that cup run, there's always questions. How do players cope with it? How do teams manage it? Because there is always that thing of, is there anyone going one eye on another thing? But I don't think that'll be the case here at all. I really feel like with what the club's gone through in terms of all the changes recently, they know, you know, laser focus on what is going on. So this is a massive game and huge ramifications, really, not just for the teams involved, but also all the teams around them as well. And, you know, there's quite a considerable number, isn't there?
Yeah, and Lancaster, a bit like Worksop as well. They've, after, you know, going on an incredible run and getting themselves, you know, within 3 points, I think, at one point of the playoff line, they've hit a little bump themselves. They're 5 points from the playoffs, 5 points behind Geisler. They've played 33 games, which means they've only got 7 games left of the season. So we are entering that phase now where, a bit like Gainsborough, you have to try and get a win as best you can. Lancaster travelling to Morpeth Town. This is a crucial game for Lancaster, isn't it? And their playoff credentials.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's the thing, is they got so near to being in that position. And then all of a sudden, you know, all it takes is one little slip and all of a sudden it's kind of there for them. And obviously Morpeth Town away is not an easy game. You know, Morpeth will be well up for it as well. So it's another one where, because they've played a few games more than a lot of the other teams, they almost have to be perfect now, don't they? So it's, again, so much on the line.
And it's interesting as well, taking on the likes of Morpeth. Morpeth now broken through that 40-point mark that Mikel Overboss, John McGrath used to go on about. If you get to 40, you can start to enjoy your football. And Morpeth are in that position now. As are Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge will be travelling to Warrington Rylands. Hyde United, they're travelling to Ilkeston Town, and Ilkeston Town are on 40 points. Bamber Bridge on 41. Hyde and Warrington Rylands at the moment are above that tussle for the playoffs. But we all know it might not last in this closing 6 weeks. So an opportunity here for those two teams there to get themselves a bigger cushion towards fifth position and sixth position. Easier said than done, though, taking on two teams who as I said, can now start to enjoy the football.
Yeah, I think it's a weird one, you know, kind of just looking at the points total needed, that 40 points. I feel just with the form that Park Avenue have shown and, you know, kind of one or two things, 40 should be enough. But maybe, you know, just that one more victory would really just kind of close the case for them now. So I feel like they're two teams who are kind of like, we're so near now. Let's get it confirmed that we're not getting down, you know. And again, you talk about what's going on, you know, with second and third. Hiding Anderton to Warrington Rylands now, if they slip up once, all of a sudden that gap could be 1 point. Mm. You know, it really is. Throw Macclesfield's games in hand in, and all of a sudden, one or two little slip-ups between now and the end of the season, and yeah, they could be missing out. So it's just so important for those two teams to keep it going and just keep the momentum going, really, and make sure they keep that gap as big as it is right now.
And speaking of gaps, let's discuss Radcliffe. Radcliffe, 12 points clear up at the top. Obviously, you saw them first hand at the weekend. A little bump in the road against Guiseley. Goes to and Jono and Bernard have often said this. This league's here to bite you, isn't it? And we saw that last week. But Radcliffe, destiny is still very much in their own hands. That takes us to the relegation places as well, because this is the first weekend in a while where all three teams in the relegation places are actually in action. In fact, the bottom six are all in action this weekend, which I can't remember has happened in a good while, actually. So it's a big weekend down towards the bottom end of the table. Let's kick things off discussing Radcliffe, their next game away at Stafford Rangers. Stafford Rangers, 3 points inside the relegation places with two games in hand over Bradford Park Avenue and a game in hand over Basford. Because of the goal difference, he can't get out of the relegation places this weekend, but this is a tough game for Radcliffe, nevertheless.
Definitely. You know, and I think the big thing with Radcliffe is obviously that loss last weekend. It wasn't like they didn't play well. I thought they played really well and showed all the quality that they've got, and just at the end conceded, you know. I felt on the day Guiseley deserved to win the game, but it was by fine margins rather than kind of any panic. But again, for Radcliffe, they're just in that position where you just want to get over the line, get it confirmed as soon as possible. And you then look at Stafford Rangers and where they are. That game in hand is still going to be key for them in terms of where Basford are, but they know they've got to be keeping it within 3 points. And with the goal difference being the way it is, some would say it's almost as good as a point at the moment, those 9 goals. So it's really important for them that they're just able to pick up a little bit of form. And also, if they, you know, in games, if they are going to lose them, that they keep that scoreline as low as possible, because we kind of are entering that thing where this season goal difference really could play a part.
Yeah, 7 games to go, incidentally, for Bradford Park Avenue. And Bradford Park Avenue this weekend, travelling to Whitby Town. Huge game this for Whitby as well. We've not really covered them off, have we, with regards to that playoff line. 9 points from the playoffs, 10 games remaining. They have got a game in hand over Guiseley. They've got 2 games in hand over Marine. So it's a big game, this one, for Whitby. But for Bradford Park Avenue, when you take out the defeats against Rylands and Marine, they're in a good run of form as well. And I know they're not going to do this, but they can't get too downhearted after suffering defeats against Marine and Rylands. They have to get back on the road, literally. This is a tough game for Whitby Town.
Yeah, definitely. You know, obviously Whitby will be kind of in that thing of looking at that late defeat against Gainsborough. And, you know, if I'm saying Gainsborough have got a chance of the playoffs, then of course I'm saying Whitby Town have. And it's just so important for them to get that momentum going again. I know they were in the North Riding Senior Cup midweek, so it's one of those for them. And, you know, for Park Avenue, I think Danny Whittaker's message is quite simple. On another day last weekend, they win. You know, it's as simple as they get the chance to go ahead, they don't take it, and then Warrington Rylands show that quality they've got and are able to get the win. And we're just in that thing right now where fine margins are playing such a key point for them. But in terms of Park Avenue, a few weeks ago, they did look like that team that would just get relegated. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's almost like flicked a switch and just gone on a really good run of form. And that'll be the big message is, yeah, there's been a few defeats, but they've been against some of the best teams in the league. So if there is to be a thing of getting downhearted, then, you know, it really will hurt them. But I feel like Danny Whittaker's kind of getting that message across that that won't be the case.
And they got very close indeed. In fact, they're tied now with Basford United. Basford this weekend hosting Matlock Town. Classic Nottinghamshire v Derbyshire encounter on Saturday. It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because I think Matlock have, they've not quite got 40 points yet, but I think that win last week has pretty much said, yes, we can start to think about next season now. But this is a big game for Basford, isn't it? Because they've got FC United next, the week after. So this is an opportunity to certainly get closer to FC United, that's for sure, and get themselves away from the relegation places, maybe.
Well, I think this is the big thing, isn't it? It's just that mental thing of if Basford were to lose and Park Avenue gets something, all of a sudden you're in that the drop zone then. And it's then how do players react to that? So it's always better to be, you know, above that line rather than slipping in it at any point. So it's really important for them if they could get something from this, just to try and move away if they can. But like you said, for Matlock, the motivation's there that, in my opinion, they need probably another win and another result just to be sure. Just that's it. Then they're over the line, they're safe. And that's for them, you know, that's their motivation that they still do need the win.
And that takes us to this final game. FC United travelling to Atherton Colls, a bit of a localish derby in the Greater Manchester area on Saturday. And this is an interesting one, isn't it? Because FC haven't played this past week in league action. And the teams beneath them, who they're looking over the shoulder ever so slightly, they all suffered defeats. And it was back-to-back defeats for Atherton Colls as well this past week in the league. That being said, it is in FC United's hands still. They have got Atherton Colls, followed by Basford United. They could get it done in the next fortnight. Or it could go really wrong and they could be slap bang in the middle of a relegation battle. I know which one I'd prefer, but what do you think's going to happen, Thomas?
I didn't want to answer that for you, but I mean, you know, it is that thing, isn't it? If results don't go their way, all of a sudden it's right in that zone with teams with a bit of momentum beneath them, looking up above them going, we've got a chance here. So these next couple of weeks are just crucial for FC United. If they can win them games, they're fine. If they don't, then wow, it's quite a nervy end to the season for yourself and many others. So it's interesting. But again, you know, you look at Atherton Colls and their recent results, it's just, you know, you look at Radcliffe, so near to getting a win, draw. Hyde United could have won, lost. Guiseley could have won, lost. Morpeth Town could have won, lost. Bamber Bridge took the lead, lost. And it's just that thing of there's been so many results where at half-time you're looking going, they're in a decent position here. Even 65, 70 minutes, you're going, they should get something from this game. And they've just conceded so many late goals. It must be for Dave Chadwick just wanting to rip his hair out because they've kind of been so near at points. And a couple of those results go the way that they could have easily gone, they'd be out the relegation zone, never mind being nearer to getting out. So I think that'll be the message for them this week. And if it's going to start, it's kind of got to start now because 8 games to go. If they lose this weekend, 7 games to go, at least 5 points away. Yeah, it's another huge game, this, and massive ramifications at the bottom of the table.
Yeah, at the moment, just to say FC United have got a 9-point cushion and I've got 9 games remaining, but this does feel like a big week for FC United with regards to either getting it done or starting to be a bit concerned with what's going on over the shoulder. Tuesday, Radcliffe taking on Morpeth, Stafford Rangers taking on Macclesfield, Whitby Town taking on Guiseley. And speaking of Guiseley, just to mention for the commentaries, because plenty of travelling for Andy Welsh's side over the next 2 games there, an away trip to Marine this weekend, an away trip to Whitby on Tuesday night. Thomas, how can people tune in? And furthermore, before you leave us, how can people follow your non-league musings and what's going on in your non-league world?
Well, if you want to give Guiseley Radio a follow on social media and live commentary of that big game, and for myself, it's at Thomasini, but you will be bored silly.
Well, Thomas Fina, non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show for that very comprehensive fixture preview. You have a lovely weekend and we'll catch up again very, very soon.
Speak to you in a bit, mate.
And a big thank you to Thomas Feeney for joining me on this week's show. And a big thank you as well to James Hayes and all the managers who joined us earlier on this week's podcast as well. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. Just a reminder, we pre-record the show. Please do check social media channels before setting off to your game this weekend. But you all have a lovely weekend and you'll be hearing from us again next week. You take care. Bye-bye.